Show.
It's the new way to get you going in the morning.
Smile 90.4 FM.
An organisation that does great work in the Western Cape is SANCOB. Now, I don't know if you've ever had the opportunity to go out and see the penguins and go out and spend some time at SANCOB. They're a great organisation, and the person that heads up conservation there is Nikki Stunder, who's on the line with us this morning. Good morning, Nikki.
Morning, Ryan. How are you?
Good, thanks. I wish we had plenty of time to chat, and I know that we were very limited with our time, so I'm going to get straight to it. Please tell us, what is the current trajectory of decline of the other African penguin? We've heard that this endangered species has been, we all know it's had a rough time of late. Where are we currently with the African penguin?
Yeah, Ryan, so sadly, it's really in serious trouble. So it is currently listed as endangered,
yes,
but there's a process underway to uplist it to critically endangered this year. And that's due to an experience of 8% decline each year. And the scientists have predicted that if this rate continues, the penguins will be extinct in the wild by 2035.
Sure.
So very, very grim indeed. So we have to do everything we can to save them.
Now we have to do I love that. We have to do everything we can. It's in our hands to make the change. Nikki, what do we need to do?
There's quite a few things, actually. So one of the first things that we're doing is artificially rearing eggs.
Yes.
Or hatching eggs and rearing chicks in our specialized chick rearing unit at SANCOB, and this has been running for several years now with a lot of success. So some of these eggs and chicks are abandoned by parents due to extreme weather events, due to climate change, or the penguins nest in unsafe nesting areas and they have to be rescued and brought to SANCOB. So we're rearing these chicks and releasing them back into the wild. We are the only organization doing that.
Wow.
And it is a mandated conservation intervention by the South African government.
Yes.
So we're not doing it on our own. It is in collaboration with the government. And we have about an 80% release rate, and we're getting really great data showing that they're doing just as well as wild-reared birds in the wild. So it's definitely worth it. So what we're doing now is extending our chick rearing facilities so that we can hatch more eggs and rear more chicks.
Yes.
And essentially, we're asking the public to help us with our call to action, which is to raise the remaining 250,000 rand that we need to build this facility.
Nikki, I think it's such a doable amount. You know, we listen to you and you kind of worry and you think, oh, you're going to hit us as a community with we need millions and millions. But this is a doable amount. I mean, I say that realistically, that if people listening to the show care about doing their bit for any form of wildlife, this is where you'd begin. The African penguin, which we know is on the doorstep here of the foot of Africa. It's something we're very proud of. It's a massive reason why people do come and visit the Cape.
Mm-hmm.
And for us to keep that alive and going for generations to come, it's imperative that we take that and we do that. 250,000 can be attained. How do we do it? How do we get hold of you?
Well, audiences can go to our website, www.sancob.co.za. There is a donate button. It's very easy, and you can just put in the reference the chick rearing unit, and that money will go directly towards the construction of our chick rearing unit, which is due to start this year. So we've raised the majority of the money already, and we're just short of the 250,000. So, I'm really hoping that we can make that target happen.
Get ready on that.
The Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.
Monday to Friday, 6 to 9. On Smile 90.4 FM.